Welcome back. Still with us, Fareed Zakaria and Simon Sharma.
So the Tea Party's invocation of the Constitution, is it ahistorical? Does it misinterpret at its essence what this Constitution has been for the entirety of our nation's history?
Well, I think that they're right to recognize that America is unique in that it has, at its core, not a blood and soil nationalism, but a document about political ideas. And we should cherish them, and we should debate them. But where they're wrong, I think, is in thinking that it points in any one simple monolithic direction. It really is this brief document that allows you to fill in the blanks over the last 222 years, filled with disagreements from the founding fathers onward. And so the idea that you can magically say the Constitution says this, and people keep saying, well, what would Madison have said about modern drug policy? Well, what would Washington? I mean, who knows? They the world they knew was so different that, of course, you have to modernize it or interpret it differently.
Is one very good thing, I think, that could happen out of the Tea Party obsession with the Constitution. I agree with Fareed that when we're talking about what the framers had in mind, we're talking about an extremely polarized debate amongst them. The good thing that could happen would be, I think, since we are now faced with the moment in American history when there's radical polarization, there are two halves of the country who have unutterably, incommensurably different views about what the federal government should be. Let us have, not literally a constitutional convention, let us have a great convention of debate on that very subject, because sure as hell we will not get it in the election next year.
For example,